The Lord bless you, and thank you for tuning into our channel. It's March 24th, 2015. Tonight's message is rather practical, and I think the Lord is basically warning us of traps that lie ahead in the time that's left to us, whatever length of time that is. But he had a kind of an edge of urgency about his voice tonight. And a very deliberate teaching. So I'm going to go ahead and begin that. Peace. I speak peace to you, my bride. Your heart has apprehension and expectation and too many knots tied here and there. I need you to rest in me and to have my peace. Lord, I don't know how to do that sometimes when things come up that seem urgent. Well, when I hold you in my arms, you let out deep sighs, and my peace, flowing like a river from within me, finds its place in you, and then you bring that peace to my children. That is why this time is so very important to me and to us before you write. What are you feeling right now? I'm feeling your peace, Lord. That's exactly right. This peace and calm is from me. Each day you need to function more and more on this level because I will use you to minister peace. This is important to me. Don't underestimate the power of the enemy to derail the faith of many simply because they were filled with worldly anxiety. I'll take a minute here and say, I've noticed that when I get my mind too much on what's going on in the world, that I begin to have doubts and fears. And I think that's what he's talking about here. We really have to guard our minds and our hearts, the eye gate, the ear gate. There are plenty of people on the internet, he continued, talking about all the threats coming upon the world, especially for Christians. My people need to find me and my peace. Your channel is to be about finding peace in me. I am the refuge. Come to me and be enveloped by me. Rest in me. And here I'd like to take a quick break and just say that I found that dancing with the Lord, worshiping to the music, and going to that secret place in our hearts with Him, and dancing with Him and resting in His arms is the quickest way to absorb that peace and that calm and that surety of His covering and protection and His leadership. It takes your mind completely off of everything except Him and His tenderness and His strength. And that's why this form of worship and being with Him is not just for women. And it's not just some romantic ideal. It's a very practical way of the bride being joined to the groom in a very sweet union that's deeply, deeply strengthening and necessary for the world we live in right now and for these times. So that's why dancing with Him is so, so important. It brings the intimacy in, and it brings you into a place of calm and peace and safety where you can receive everything that He is into your being while you're with Him. And when you come out of it, you're so strengthened. So strengthened. Jesus continued, Claire, there are so many that are troubled by many things. Decisions, fears, apprehensions. Will I suffer? I cannot promise that this time will be free of all suffering. Every day has its issues. But I can promise that they shall not feel my wrath. They will be taken before that happens. But you know how you get tied up in knots over doing this or doing that, and things seem so complicated. Sometimes you have to fight your way out of a web just to be here with me. While many, many, many of my brides have not simplified their lives and cut off things that bind their time. Many. I want this to change. I want them to begin to live right now as they will in heaven. Yes, there are duties to attend to. But if they reassess these things, they will find ways to cut their time in the world by at least half. So many things are taken for granted, like going to the store. You know what you've experienced there, putting it off and putting it off and putting it off until finally it had to be done. Well, this is a good thing because the stores are very fracturing, very disruptive to the deep peace I impart to each one in their quiet time, in their involvement with the world, be it a seemingly harmless TV show, a trip to the store, a magazine. All these things are fraught with ideas that stick in their heads and rob them of peace. It is so important to have a pure heart and a pure mind. The mind can only handle so much, and if it's secular in nature, it erodes what takes place in my presence. It clutters the mind, so there's no room left for me. And I answered him, "But after a while, Lord, don't we need a break to keep our perspective?" "Yes, but make it a break that is simple and pure, like a walk in the field, noticing the buds on the trees, the grass peeking through, the playful antics of cats and dogs. Don't trouble yourselves with long-distance planning. Don't engage in, 'I've got to fix this, I've got to fix that.' These are the devil's ploys to draw you into projects that will tire you and deplete you of your spiritual peace. They very often require trips to the store or shopping on the net, and this is very, very, very detrimental to a spiritual person. And alas, they don't pick up on it. They think it's just innocent work that has to be done. But Satan knows better. So he commands his demons to work on guilt over projects that should be done. You're not responsible. You should have done that before, last year, etc., etc. I don't want their minds in this place. I don't want your mind in that place. And I have to take a break here and tell you, he's just described me to a T. I would have lists of my lists. I had so much to do for these houses that we have. And I would go to my Bible promises just to touch in with the Lord, and I'd get money in the world, money in the world, money in the world. And I thought, what do you mean, money in the world? What have I done now? I'm just out there, you know, digging in the garden and weeding and, you know, raking leaves and stuff. I mean, what's money in the world about that? And I really didn't understand what he was getting at the time. And then I began to suspect that I needed to find other ways to take care of my garden, like make sure it's a stone garden. It doesn't need weeding and doesn't need planting and doesn't need digging, so that my time would be freer for him. And I love beautiful things, I love design, and it's so easy for me to get caught up into these things. So what he's sharing here, wow, he just painted a real clear picture of me, as I have been. Fortunately, some of that has really changed, thanks to the Lord. Okay, so getting back to what he was saying, Satan knows better, so he commands his demons to work on guilt over projects. Oh, wouldn't this be pretty? Well, we should do that. Yeah, let's do this. And so on and so forth. The Lord continues here. I don't want their minds in this place. I don't want your mind in that place. I want everyone focused on heaven and my coming for them. Part of the foolish virgin's problems was that they were so tied up in the world, it didn't occur to them to bring oil for their lamps. Projecting from there, they thought, well, I'll just be a little while and back to work. Their minds were on what was waiting for them to do at home, not really on me or my agenda, very much like Martha. But the wise virgins, like Mary, thought they could wait and wait and wait for me. It wasn't a waste of time. It was bliss, because all they had on their minds was me. Everything else was a burden, and so they were happy to think, he might be delayed, Good. Then I can just be quiet and wait. So I'll bring more oil for my lamp. And I thought to myself, when he said that, I thought to myself, oh, Lord, I mean, the foolish virgins were just, you know, a story that you told. And now you're kind of fleshing it out, saying what was behind the scenes of that story. Am I hearing you right? And he picked up on it, and he said, I'm serious here, beloved. I want to get a concept across. The foolish virgins were carnally minded, taken up with the doings of the world. They considered having to wait a waste of time. You've been there. You know what I'm talking about. You've struggled with this all your life, and it's only been very recently that you've, for the most part, overcome yourself in this area. I answered him, that's very true, very, very true, Lord. I used to look forward to springtime, planting and gardening, making things nice, but now I put it off because I'm so involved in ministry and in you. That's all I really care about. Going to the store is something I hate to a fault, I'm afraid. He replied, do you see how far you've come? Yes, Lord, you've done this thing in me. And you cooperated. Well, I can see one thing, that the enemy has tried to drag me into spring cleaning projects and getting deeper into cleaning. And somehow I've managed to suppress that urge. I don't even know how. I've been watching over and helping you recognize the traps. Yes, they are traps. I realize that now. May I say to you all that you don't have time for this? Keep your mind strictly on heaven, my coming, and what simple thing you can do for your neighbor in a spirit of brotherly love. Draw the line, my brides. I'm coming. Don't get seduced into any worldly endeavors that take attention off of me. Keep your eyes on the prize. Military people do not get involved in civilian affairs. Spiritual people do not get involved in secular affairs. Do only what is necessary as a matter of duty. When I say necessary, I mean get by necessary, not throwing yourself into projects that will deplete your energy or attention and make you weak. When you are in a weakened state, the enemy is nearby, like wolves that study the herd to see which are most vulnerable. The demons study you and wait until you're tired, overworked, and exhausted. Then they pounce on you with doubt, fear, insecurity, unbelief, and anxiety. Don't allow yourselves to go there. Stay vigilant. Stay alert. Stay centered on me. Keep your eyes open and don't walk into any traps set for you. When I say traps, I mean an urgent phone call where someone is asking you for help and you can see it's going to wear you out. That's not me. That's not brotherly love. That's demonic, luring you into being worn out so in your weakened state they can tempt you to sin. I'm going to stop here for a minute, guys, and tell you a little bit about what's been going on. We have two houses here that we're caretaking, and we have an elderly woman in the front house who's not too good at taking care of herself. And we got an email all of a sudden that the owners were going to turn the front house into a bed and breakfast. If I hadn't seen it for what it was at the time, so they wanted, you know, to come and look at it. If I hadn't seen it for what it was at the time, I would have dropped everything and gotten to work on that front house and gotten her moved out. But I realized that this was a ploy of the devil to steal my attention off the Lord and off his coming. And I thank the Lord didn't fall for it. So I'm tackling the project, but I'm tackling it very circumspectly, very carefully, and not allowing myself to plunge in head over heels into a huge project, which is what I would have done before. I mean, this may come to absolutely nothing, and they may drop the idea totally. I mean, this has happened in the past. So it might end up like that. Well, if it does, then I would have wasted all that time and put this poor woman out on the street. So I'm going very slowly and very carefully, and everything will get taken care of in its right time. But the temptation to just cut and run was huge. Let me tell you, it was huge. So the Lord is really, really addressing spring fever for all of us right now. And be careful, because if he comes in the next couple of weeks and we've got our heads on other things, we could be left behind. So we could be like the virgins that have fallen asleep, is what I'm saying. Because we've fallen asleep spiritually because we're so carnally minded. Okay. So the Lord continued. Another trap is, oh, I just have to do that. Something you've been putting off. Stay calm and really look at the problem. Is there a way around it without you diving in? Claire, that's why I've been holding you back on the front house. This is a huge temptation to cause you to collapse in fatigue. So far, you've been wise to sidestep it and think of ways around it. That email was a Trojan horse unleashing all kinds of have-tos. You've been trained in seeing that, so you didn't fall for it. But it was a big temptation to pull you off of me and your ministry. You stayed calm and deliberate. That's what I'm talking about, my brides. Stay calm and deliberate. Assess the situation and do only what's absolutely necessary. Make sure it's not a trap that will suck the life out of you and draw you away from prayer. Right now, none of you can afford to drift off. I need your full attention on me. I will help you. You are not alone. My spirit will whisper in your ear, don't do it, and you'll feel a check in your spirit. Obey that. Do not toy with the idea. Don't give in to ideas of guilt. Well, you're not a good mother, not a good father if you don't do this. No, follow what you know is my path. Put me first, and I'll take care of your children. And I want to break here for a moment and just say, wow. Children are huge in this equation. They can so easily, adult children, throw you off and cause you to have to go in a direction that's totally contrary to what the Lord is doing. So, I mean, I love my kids and I wish they were close, but if they were close, I can see that I would be getting into all kinds of trouble and be tempted to be drawn off track. So visiting a couple times a year, that turns out to be the best thing. And, you know, in the world, there are endless invitations to get this or that done. And the Lord doesn't want us to be foolish and let the world bury the world. But we need to follow the Lord. Then the Lord continued, I'm with you, my brides. Time is wrapping up. I'm coming. Don't collapse in worldly fatigue on your doorstep. Stay vigilant and save your time and energy for me and me alone. You'll never regret it. And that's the end of the message. The Lord bless you, and I pray that we can all be obedient to this message. Let's support one another in prayer, and I can feel your prayers. I just want to tell you, thank you for your prayers, because I can really feel them. The Lord bless you.